We came in and had, donuts, juice, milk on a Friday morning, and went through what their school day and school behavior and classroom should look like. And of course, then we've got all day Friday in school, get on a bus, go over to the north side, and have the opportunity. That the neat thing about it was it was an opportunity to participate against somebody other than someone other than ourselves. So that part of it was neat, but it is great to be back. Thank you. And I have a question for you, and I know I'm not in charge of this interview.
That's all right. You're in charge of every room you're in.
Although I'd like to be in charge.
Yes,
of,
you do.
Of, I would love to. How did it go with Coach Shepherd last night?
It went just fine.
I heard you guys had a trial run.
We did. It went just fine.
I am so excited to see him back in football in some capacity, and that be it.
When Rob told me that he was moving, I was thinking about people who could help, and he was pretty much at the top of that list.
Yeah.
And so when I talked to him in the summer, his eyes got as big as plates at Salvatore's, right? I mean, he was like, seriously?
Yeah.
So it went very well.
That's awesome.
As did the football team. It got better as the night,
went on. Yeah.
We've adjusted some things, and next week we'll do a few things differently than we did last night. But that's why we went, was to practice and figure things out. And it went very well.
Good.
And I'm as excited to be with him for car rides to games.
Oh, yeah.
As I am about spending those 3.5 hours broadcasting with him.
Well, I can tell you that wherever you go, whether it be Michigan City or Chesterton, who drives you or what?
I will drive.
You will never be in danger of falling asleep.
No.
Because there will be some good, good stories on the way there and on the way back. And he will know the best eating establishments in every city.
Yes. Yes. And we got into a little bit of that last
good.
Night. I heard some good LaVille football and basketball stories.
Oh, yeah. He was a dude.
I didn't know he played basketball.
And he was a track stud. Or no, baseball stud, too.
Yeah.
He three-sport guy that was then went to Butler.
Yeah.
Played baseball. Yeah, he was a dude.
Yeah. So we had fun last night.
Good.
We'll have even more fun next week. How much fun did you have last night?
I had moments of fun. It's fun is kind of a relevant term. I was looking more for, you go into this thing and number one, we accomplished our number one goal. Number one goal is to come back in the same physical condition that we were in when we arrived or better. And we came out injury free. So that part of it was great. The other part of it, and as you saw last night, we were shuffling kids in here and there trying to get a look. We have 10 to 12 kids that literally were going to war last night for six spots, four to six spots. So really vital on how they did film-wise, and our staff's back at the high school right now breaking down the film with the kids. We were looking. One of the things we wanted to get out of it, or a few of the things we wanted to get out of last night, Roger, was obviously stay healthy. Find out who our Friday night guys are and who maybe are our Saturday morning guys. And have some fun, play with some passion and emotion, and play as well as we possibly can. So not all of those things were accomplished. The first two were. We'll know who our starters are, and we came home injury-free. You and I were talking before we came on the air about how the first part of the scrimmage looked, and I agree. We looked slow and sloppy. That was the exact terms that I was thinking. And you can't start slow against the people we play, and you certainly can't be sloppy against the people we play. And so those are things that I apparently need to do a better job of, setting the tempo early in practice, early in a game. And miscues, miscues are going to happen.
Yes,
they do. Our old rule is, when in doubt, run over the nearest person 100 mile an hour.
OK,
Okay. And if you do something 100 mile an hour, you know, the repercussion of correcting the error, if I'm supposed to block you and I knock this ViewSonic screen over instead, if I do it 100 mile an hour, it's going to be a whole lot less difficult. It won't be as difficult to correct that as if I just kind of tap it, you know?
Yes.
Now I've got the wrong person and I did it kind of halfway, you know? So I think we played hard. We need to be a little less self-absorbed and more concerned about the overall collective outcome of our team. And I know it's a long evening. And, you know, you play and then you're done, you know, if you're in one of the first three sets. And it is a long evening. But you still got to be able to be locked in, encourage your buddies on, play with passion and emotion, and generally, specifically, be extremely excited for your team and your teammates.
From an execution standpoint, what did you like about the way your guys operated?
You know, I'll start with the young kids because they went last, and it's the most recent in my mind. That's how that kind of works. I was really kind of impressed with some of our young kids. You know, that fifth set on both sides of the ball, the fourth set. We got a lot of kids, a lot of playing time last night. I think there were some things that were really looked sloppy that maybe were we turned the wrong guy loose on the line of scrimmage and didn't read the correct guy or missed a block on the perimeter or didn't you know, maybe the fullback's path was too wide instead of too tight. So getting the repetitions with the same guys. So if I'm with the same guys and I know how the right side of the line is going to operate, how the left side of the line is going to operate, I think some of those things will be corrected and eliminated.
What about on the defensive side?
I thought we played, you know, they threw a deep ball early. I think in the first three sets, they only scored once. Is that correct?
Yes.
And it was on a long ball that was a well-placed bomb. And, you know, you got to understand who you're lining up against, okay? And when somebody that's being recruited, their best two guys didn't play last night.
Right.
They were injured. Now, the kid that caught the long touchdown pass has been offered by Louisville and IU.
Yeah.
So that tells you he's pretty good too, okay? So when you're going against opponents that are bigger than you, faster than you, and better than you, what can you do to make up for that? Know what you're doing. Have perfect, unscathed technique, and then play with a passion and effort that is out of the box. If you do those things, you got a shot. And I think defensively, I thought we defended the run really, really well for the most part, particularly our first three sets of the older kids. It looked like at times we played with some passion and emotion and celebrated together. I'd like to see a little more of that. Now, a little quirkiness here, and this is in no way an alibi. I think our kids were a little confused. We decided, okay, they wanted to be their quarterbacks in a different colored jersey. Their head coach was very concerned. He didn't want the quarterbacks hit. I said, talk to the officials, tell them to blow a whistle then, and the play's dead. If it looks like one of our kids is going to get to your kid quarterback in the pocket. But if that kid breaks contain or breaks the pocket or becomes a runner, he's going to get lit up. And I explained that in detail. So I explained that to the kids. And very first play, they run a sprint out pass, and he's taken off as a runner up the sidelines. What do you do?
Yeah.
I would love to design an offense where your quarterback wasn't allowed to be hit and then make him a runner.
Yeah.
That's a heck of a concept.
Yes.
And then three of the first eight plays, the quarterback were, you know, broke container, was a designed run of some sort by him. So, you know, not being the great human being that I wish I were, I finally told our kids, look, just play football, okay? Play through the whistles, stop before, you know, don't be a jerk about it. But obviously, you know, 7-on-7's over.
Yes.
That's for summer. And this is organized tackle football, American tackle football. So, you know, it's time to play. So I think our kids went into it a little bit confused. And once that it was determined that their quarterback was going to be a running threat and we could play football, then we did a little better.
That's hard on nights like that because you've been coaching kids literally all summer. And then you have this night where you have instructed them to play cool, and then all of a sudden it's not cool anymore.
Yeah. It was, and you know, that's a really great scrimmage for us.
Yes.
Unfortunately, it's the last year. I understand it. I would like to go a little further, maybe two more years with Northside, because they're going to provide some matchups where they're just better than us in some positions. You know what I'm saying? They're just athletically bigger, stronger, faster, and quicker.
Yeah.
And that's good for us to see that type of pace and to see that type of speed because we don't see that in practice.
No.
You know?
Can you talk about how important it is to have the right scrimmage partner?
It's huge. It's huge. When the IHSA went to this in 1995 and did away with the Jamboree format, maybe it was 96. It was either 95 or 96. It doesn't matter. Half the people listening were possibly not even alive.
It's true.
Or in high school. The idea was, we wanted to add a ninth game. Do you remember when there were only 8 football games?
Absolutely.
Okay, so we wanted to add a ninth game and a scrimmage and do away with the Jamboree. So the IFCA worked very hard on that, proposed it to the IHSA. The IHSA did a great job of morphing that into what you see now. It's imperative to have the right people that understand going in the scrimmage. Here's what we want to get out of it. And we've been fortunate. You know, the 4 years I've been here, we scrimmaged Leo. When I was at Mishawaka, we scrimmaged Concord.
Timpanoo Valley.
In the summer, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, but we used to scrimmage Timpanoo Valley. So it is imperative. And I think the referees did a pretty good job last night when things got a little heated and a little chippy. You know, I've told some of our kids, you know, we'd be a whole lot better in football if it were a talking sport. You know what I mean? Yeah.
Yes.
If we could somehow constrict our larynxes and voice boxes for a 2-hour segment, whether it be practice or a game, I think we'd be a whole lot better football team. You know, you have to talk after the play, or you have to shove after the play, there's a good chance you got whooped or you didn't do your job, and now all of a sudden it's about me and not us. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Did that answer your question?
Absolutely. Okay. Absolutely. When we come back, we're going to talk about the guys that graduated last spring and the guys that are coming back, and we'll start with the quarterback position and work our way out on this football team. We'll do that next here on Tiger Talk, driven by R&B Car Company on News Now Warsaw.
It's that time of year again. Football is back, and soon it's time to sign up for the open enrollment of Medicare Advantage, Medicare Part D drug plans, and individual health care plans through the Affordable Care Act. Contact JBC and Associates to update new plan designs and find out about increased subsidies to help reduce marketplace premiums. Call John at 574-527-1295. Call with any questions and be ready to sign up for the Medicare plans beginning October 15th and for individual health care plans on November 1st. Go Tigers!
I am a Colts fan.
I'm a Bears fan. And you out there are Warsaw Tiger fans.
Whoever you root for, in order to win the game, your team needs a head coach with an effective game plan. We at Aldifer Bergen can help you develop and implement a financial game plan for your family's future. So if you're a Colts fan, a Tiger fan, a Bears fan, or a fan of any other team,
except the Patriots, Aldifer Bergen can be the head coach of your financial planning team.
Aldifer Bergen & Company, 122 West Market Street in Warsaw, and online at aldiferbergen.com.
Relax, ma'am. Your husband will walk again soon. We do knee replacements all the time.
I don't know. It seems like I should just replace the whole thing. Aren't you single?
Sometimes it's obvious when you should replace just a part. Like if your windows have condensation between the panes, you may not need to replace the whole window. The specialists at Glass Doctor can install new insulated glass in your existing frames for less than you might think. Save money and restore your window's appearance. Visit GlassDoctor.com.
Call the Glass Doctor. We'll fix your paint.
Oh, yeah!
When you call Collier's Heating and Air for service on your air conditioning system, you will get a certified technician, not a salesperson disguised as a technician trying to push you into buying something you don't need. Collier's doesn't do business with you that way, like some other guys do. The Collier's family of brands, heating and air conditioning, the fireplace shop, and solar. Call the local hometown folks you've trusted for 36 years. Collier's. TrustCollier's.com.
This is Tiger Talk, driven by R&B Car Company on News Now Warsaw.
All right, Coach, let's start looking ahead toward the future. And the future is now, as we get ready for Michigan City at Ames Field next Friday. For the second time in your time here at Warsaw, you have your starting quarterback back from the last game you played last year.
We do. And Drew Sullivan finished the 2022 season as our starter, started the last four, possibly five games, and did an admirable job, bordering on excellent. And the expectation then is, okay, last year you had this group around you. You didn't have to really be the guy when it came to rallying the troops or being a vocal leader. You come in and do what you do. And now that chapter has, the page has turned a little bit. So we're relying on Drew to be more assertive in his dealings with the remainder of the offense. We're relying on him to make sure that he gets us out of a bad play and into a better play. There are no bad plays. Into a more favorable play. There are some that, based on the fronts, are more favorable than others. To rally the troops when things don't go well, I think that's huge. And to have everybody around him look to him when things aren't going like we want them to go. And that's just part, that's the nature of being a flexbone quarterback, really a quarterback in any system. But the nice thing is there are some systems where, you know, you don't go near that guy, you don't touch him, he's treated special, he wears a special colored jersey in practice and games. And it's a little different here at Warsaw. He is, you know, and I think that draws the respect of the other members of the team, knowing that he is getting pummeled in practices and scrimmages just like a fullback is getting pummeled. The neat thing about Drew, you know, is his nature. He's a quiet leader. But the thing I always notice, I noticed this last year and it's picked up this year, even if there's a bad play or he gets vertical and breaks the line of scrimmage, he's always falling forward for an extra yard or two. And I think that's huge. He's not Carl Lewis. Okay. No. Am I aging myself?
Yes. And
okay.
That's okay.
Okay.
I get that reference.
He's not going to win 100 the state finals 100 meter dash, okay? Ever. That's okay. Know what play we need to get into, execute it, make the right decision, take care of the football and fall forward. You know what I mean?
Yes.
And I think he did that last night. There was a couple times where it looked like, oh, my gosh, he's gone. Well, Northside's got some pretty fast kids.
They do.
And so at that point, become a get what you can get and make sure that we end up with the football when the whistle blows.
One of the things that was a two things were problems last year. One of them was turnovers, 16 fumbles lost. One of them was being able to complete forward passes and make that back part of the offense again. How's he done throwing the football this fall?
I think both quarterbacks have done decent. We can improve. Quentin probably has a little bit better of an arm than Andrew. Andrew has a little more, a lot more understanding of the overall offense, and his reads are ahead of where Quentin's are. But I have, you know, there were times when if I heard a pass play was called through my headsets, you know, I'd shut my eyes and cringe and wait for the crowd reaction. I don't feel that way this year.
Okay.
I feel confident in his ability. We as adults need to make sure that we tailor that part of our attack to the strength of Drew.
Okay. You've had two really good fullbacks for five football seasons.
Yeah. Without a doubt.
And now you start over, and you've got a different group, a different looking group back there in that fullback position.
We do. And we've got a few, you know, no pun intended, we've got a few options back there. I think we're probably three, possibly four deep. Reed Zollinger right now is kind of the head of that pack, okay? Robinson Hoffert is nipping at his heels, and we feel confident that when he is in there, that he is going to go hard. Now, he doesn't, you know, he's not huge, but that can be an advantage if you've got big linemen and, you know, where's the fullback? Well, he's in between the guard and the tackle, you know. Jet Woodward got some work at fullback last night. Brody Duncan got some work at fullback. Isaac Beam has gotten some practice time at fullback, but he didn't carry the ball last night. Am I leaving anybody out? Ethan Egolf has practiced a little bit at fullback. So we do have some variables and some different things. That being said, Reed Zollinger is right now kind of at the front of that pack. Needs to hit a little harder, needs to not look at the read key when he's coming through the line, needs to beat the read key to the line of scrimmage, to B-gap, and then needs to be able to make a soft bend on zone dive. I saw a clip last night where we had caved in the entire north side defense. I mean, like, captured them.
Yeah.
And there is a little shuffle bend that if he makes, I think he goes about 40 yards for a touchdown. And that's where vision and the shiftiness of the hips versus just running up in there and hoping for the best. So, and there's a fine line between that. Certain plays require certain things. Zone dive, you got to be able to make that little shift. Fullback dive, triple, midline, you want to be a missile getting from your stance to the linebacker level as quickly as possible. So, yeah, we'll work it out. Now, I always hate the analogy. I hear politicians say this, and that tells you that I probably spend more time listening to talk radio and watching news than I should. But I hear the analogy, and now I understand it a little bit. When someone says, we're building the airplane in the air. Have you ever heard that analogy?
That is a Matt Moore staple.
Oh, really?
Last year with Jackson Gould hurt and losing Nick, we're building the plane while we're flying it.
I hear that on talk radio. I hear it kind of sometimes late night TV. And I think I'm starting to understand what that means. And I feel a little bit like that's where we're at. We're putting pieces together. Once we find those pieces and they practice consistently together, I think there's some good things on both sides of the ball that can happen.
Offensive line. I think the funny thing, Coach, about this offensive line group is a lot of these guys didn't start last year, but it feels like they played a lot.
They did.
These were guys that shuffled in. They got playing time. They are not an inexperienced group that you're throwing out to start the season.
And we've got – I could throw out 10 names, maybe even an 11th, that are fighting for some serious playing time and starting. I mean, I'll go through the roster here. Aiden Williamson is battling for a center spot. Chase Carl will start at offensive tackle and play some defense. Braxton Daniels is a senior that just keeps showing up, slugging it out, and is a utility guy that can play in several spots. Carson Krebs, you know, stood out a little bit last night on defense. He also is in that battle for O-line. Javion Lawson will start at guard for us. Cam Kaufman is battling for the center spot. If he doesn't win that, he's capable of playing tackle. Harrison Stouffer is our all-state tackle slash guard. We expect great things from him, leadership-wise and football ability-wise. Ben Bourne has showed signs. James Leiter started several games last year. Wyatt Dawson has come out of nowhere to, if not secure a starting spot, be the next guy in. So those are some names. Nathaniel Rosas has played some offensive line. Ivan Ponce has played some offensive line, moved from defense to offense. So we've got some pieces, and I probably named 12 kids there. Now you can only play 5-6 at a time on the offensive line. I think once they start motoring together and we know who that is, once that happens and they practice together, that the inconsistency should go away.
You should have a pretty good defensive line, which is saying a lot because you lost Russ Winchester from last season. And when you think about the losing guys like the Catchers brothers and Winchester from a football team and saying, we feel like our defensive line's pretty good, that's saying something.
Now, about halfway through the year, I think it was after the Mishawaka game, Russ transitioned more to offensive guard, and really the last half of the season, that was kind of where he was. But you're right, early in the season, he was defense only, a little bit of offense here and there. But you look at the guys on the D-line, I mean, Mason Gabert started almost every game last year. Nathan Rosas started almost every game last year. Isaac Beam, this will be his third year as a starter. The expectation level for him is high. Chase Carl is a guy that has come down, and he will be in that rotation on the D-line. Ivan Ponce has shown some good things. Alex Trusty, another senior. Wyatt Dawson's gotten some playing time here and there in practice. So we want to feel good about having six guys for three spots that we could count on. You mentioned Theo and Nick, you know, kind of the middle of our defense there. You know, Nick as a middle linebacker, Theo as our safety. That is tough to replace, particularly with which the aggressiveness and the fun-loving nature that they played the game. You know, that's hard to replace. We're working at that, and we've got some kids secondary-wise. Right now, if we were playing tonight, our safeties would be Ethan Egoff and Daylor Villema. Our corners would be Luke Ransbottom and Leighton Isbell, who's also – both kids are halfbacks as well, as is Egoff. So that's kind of the umbrella. And then some other names, that you know, Tristan Wilson's had a good 2 weeks. And I think he didn't do anything last night but raise his stock. Linebacker-wise, we've got six guys for four spots. We're probably not as deep there as I'd like to be. I mean, we got maybe eight guys, but the insides, you know, Jet Woodward will be a three-year returning starter. Cohen Heady, Grady Nolan has moved over into that spot and will get some reps.
And looked pretty good in
spot. He did. His stock raised last night.
Yeah.
Outside Bs, we've got, you know, Corbin Johnson started several games last year. Eric Pohl will be a three-year starter. Jaden Haberger has looked good. Gavin Schultz has had a good night last night. So, we've got a lot of kids that have put the time in and have gotten a lot better. Jack Rhodes is another one that has stock raised a little bit last night. So
it feels like there is an accountability in the program that coaches love, because if a kid's not doing the job, well, you got plenty of guys that are of equal talent that you can plug into those spots.
We do. And then there's a handful of sophomores, too, that if you don't come ready to practice and ready to perform, that, you know, they're chomping at the bit. So we do. Now, when you've got that and you've got that much depth, and part of that is because all the kids, for the most part, and you've been to our practices, are playing, learning more than one side of the football.
Yeah.
And we felt like in the offseason that was just something we needed to be able to do. And that in itself has provided more depth than what we've had.
And competition.
It is.
Competition in practice.
And it's funny because, if a two-year starter on the O-line has a defensive day and is performing better than one of those three starters, you're either going to get better or get used to it. Because that guy, we're going to start the kid that can get it done.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter whether he's played there before or not, or you're a starter or not. It's competition and practice breeds better practices and better players. You can only get better doing that.
Last year you started with a scrimmage at home and three straight home games. This year you go on the road for your scrimmage and you have three straight road games starting with Michigan City.
I'll tell you what's hilarious, Roger. I have had more people this year want to talk more about our schedule and our location of our first four deals than any time. That they don't want to talk about who's playing quarterback or who's playing this or that. They want to know about, you know, we don't play a home game till September 8th. Da, 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 da. I said, where were you last year? Why didn't I hear you? Hey, we don't play in a way. We don't go on the road till September 7th.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's hilarious that the perception that, last year was fine that we were home for the first four.
Yeah.
This year, all of a sudden, it's not quite so fine because we got to travel a little bit. Now, the obvious negative aspect of that is you don't get a home football gate where people pay to come in and you keep the money as an athletic program
right
until September 8th. So that part of it I get. But we also had three home gates out of the gate last year with a pretty good team and had crowds that were incredible. You know, that is one of the things that amazes me. Even last night, we had a really good crowd at a scrimmage an hour away.
Yeah.
And I expect that we'll have people follow to Michigan City, Chesterton, Plymouth, and then we'll have an incredible home gate as well on alumni night.
Well, the good news is you play three straight on the road to start with, but then you have four of your last six are home. So if you can get through those first three, then the schedule really changes in the opposite direction.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. We go from City, Chesterton, okay, and then Plymouth to Concord, Northwood, Mishawaka, right there in the middle. So that part of it's fun, too, that right there in that middle. It's there's no breaths where you can take a breath and say, okay, let's slow down, get better at this. You got to prepare for the next opponent where you're going to be wondering what happened.
Yeah. Okay. We'll see you this week.
Hey, thank you so much, and looking forward to a great year.
And looking forward to having guys here next week to talk to you also.
Yes, we'll have two seniors here. I've got 16 seniors. We'll have two seniors a week for 8 weeks, and then
we'll go from there.
Then we'll go from there.
Excellent. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, Roger.
Bart Curtis of the Warsaw Tigers. They get ready for their season opener at Michigan City on Friday, and we'll have a game on News Now Warsaw starting at 6:45. When we come back, we'll run through the scores and schedules, scores from girls' golf team action, and the schedule for what's coming up here on Tiger Talk, driven by R&B Car Company on News Now Warsaw.
There are many reasons to go to the eye doctor, so why not go to one that does it all? This is Dr. Jason Rich of the Spectacle Shop. Maybe you'd like to know if your infant or toddler can see properly, Maybe you've got a child who really wants contact lenses. Maybe you've hit that age where you just can't hold your phone far enough away to see it anymore. Maybe you didn't think wearing safety glasses was necessary when you picked up that weed whacker. We love diagnosing and treating all these issues, and everything else too. Visit thespectacleshopinc.com.
Michiana, you're approved. Need a new ride when everyone says no way? You're approved. This is Wade with Nissan of Warsaw. Low credit score? I don't care. You're approved. I have the power to say yes to everyone. And with my you're approved process, $500 down, bam, you're approved. What do you need? Current pay stub, photo ID, and proof of where you live, along with four friends that'll tell us how amazing you are. And bam, you're approved. To start the process, call us at 574-267-5850. NissanofWarsaw.com, TradeWithWade.com. You're approved.
Reinhold's Town Square Furniture is your friend in the furniture business. We're the same people you see around Warsaw every day. When you come to Reinhold's, you might work with your son's football coach or your daughter's t-ball coach. You could see the guy you beat in the golf tournament or the lady that sings at church. Chances are we probably know each other from somewhere. That's one of the best things about living in a small town. It's always nice to see a familiar face. And that's exactly what you'll get when you stop in at Reinhold's Town Square Furniture. People you know. A friend that wants to help you find what you're looking for. So the next time you see one of us out on the town, stop by and say hello. It's always nice to see a familiar face.
Tiger Talk, driven by R&B Car Company, continues with a look at the scores and schedules for all the teams at Warsaw Community High School. It's Tiger Sports Diary on News Now Warsaw.
And as always, we start with girls golf on the first Tiger Talk show of the year because they're the only ones who've actually played a competitive match so far. They opened up their season on the very first day, which was July 31st. They went to Chestnut Hills Golf Club for the Homestead High School Invitational. Homestead won it with a score of 3-1. Penn and Carroll finished second with 3-15. Warsaw was sixth with a score of 3-48. Olivia Robinson-Gay, 76. Abby Peterson, 77. Claire Roost with a 101. Abigail Davis with a 94. Lucy Ray, 106. Should be noted that in recent years, going back to even when I started doing the show in 2002, 2003, 348 was a wish. Most of the time, Warsaw girls golfers started over 380, 385, 390 in those first couple of matches. 348 is an excellent score, and it was a foreteller of things to come because the very next day, the girls went to Plymouth to the Pretty Lake Golf Course, shot a score of 337, and that was good enough to win the Plymouth Invitational. Olivia Robinson-Gay was medalist with a 76. Abby Peterson was second with 78. 13 teams participated in that event. Claire Roost, 89. Abigail Davis, 94. Lucy Ray, 105. On that same day, the JV went to the Penn Invitational, and they finished 8th out of 10. On August the 2nd, Warsaw had two JV teams travel to South Adams for their varsity invitational. One team shot 390, which was second out of 13 teams. The other shot 491. Claire Roost shot 87, was the medalist for the invitational. Sophie Stewart was fifth with a 91. Lucy Ray, 109. Macy Carlisle, 103. Lily Henderson, 105. Sophie Stewart, 95. Mia Jones, 120. Adela May Huffer, 121, and Isabella Lopez shot 114. On the 3rd, the girls' JV and varsity teams, the black and the orange, went to Northwood to McCormick Creek for their invitational. Penn won that with a score of 293. The Warsaw varsity finished 3rd with a score of 329. The orange team was 8th with a score of 417. For the black team, Abby Peterson, 72, Olivia Robinson-Gay, 76, Claire Roost, 89, Abigail Davis, 92, and Lucy Ray, 113. For the orange, Macy Carlisle, 96, Lily Henderson, 98, Sophie Stewart, 104, Mia Jones, 119, and Adela May Huffer, 121. The girls on Saturday, last Saturday, went to Twin Lakes for their invitational. They got 8 holes in. It started to rain. They shut it down and sent everybody home before it was completed. On the 9th, Tuesday, I should say, the girls went to Carroll. On Tuesday, the girls hosted 9th-ranked Carroll at Stonehenge. Carroll won with 169. Warsaw had a 180. Abby Peterson with a 39. Olivia Robinson-Gay, though, was the low score for Warsaw with 38. Claire Roost, 54. Abigail Davis, 49. Macy Carlisle, 56. For the Warsaw JV, they shot 238. Carroll's JV shot 217. For Warsaw, Sophie Stewart, 62. Lucy Ray, 59. Lily Henderson, 54. Mia Jones, 63. And Adela May Huffer shot a 65. And then on Wednesday, the girls picked up a couple of wins in nine-hole matches at the Round Barn Golf Course in Rochester. Warsaw 176, Rochester 181, and Wabash 237. Olivia Robinson-Gay had birdies on holes 4 and 5 and shot 41 to tie for medalist honors for the day. Teammate Abby Peterson was a shot back with a 42. Abigail Davis, 50. Claire Roost, 43. Macy Carlisle, 58. That brings us up to the current. And coming up today, it's a busy day. The girls' golf team is at the Concordia Invitational over in Fort Wayne. Girls' soccer is at Northridge this morning at 9 a.m. for their scrimmage. That is, again, starting at 9 o'clock. The volleyball teams are in action, all three of them, freshman, JV, and varsity at McCutcheon, as they are taking on the field against McCutcheon. The freshmen are playing McCutcheon and Hamilton Southeastern, and Warsaw is playing McCutcheon, and that is starting with the freshman matches at 1:30, and the varsity and JV will follow that. The freshman football team is having their jamboree at Fort Wayne Northside tonight. That begins at 6 o'clock. And boys soccer is home today. They will be playing the freshman Warsaw versus Northwood at 10 a.m. That will be on the JV soccer field at the Tiger Soccer Complex. And the varsity team under Ryan Berger opens up their seasons at 10 a.m. with JV action, followed by the varsity game against the Carroll Chargers. On Monday, the girls' golf team is back in action with a three-way conference meet. They will take on Northridge and Plymouth at Plymouth Country Club, starting at 5. On Tuesday, the girls' golf team will host Homestead at Stonehenge at 4:45. The volleyball teams go to Concordia, and that will begin with the freshmen and the JV at 5:30 in different gyms, and the varsity will follow in the main gym. Ticket information has been posted at warsaw-tigers.com. You will want to look at that before you drive over there. Also coming up then on Tuesday, the boys soccer team is home taking on the Argus Dragons at the Tiger Soccer Complex, and that will start at 7 o'clock. That is varsity only. Argus does not have a JV soccer team. On Wednesday, the girls' golf team will be at Huntington playing at Maple Grove starting at 5 o'clock, and boys tennis will open up their season on the road at Huntington at 5 o'clock on Wednesday, and then a very busy day on Thursday with the boys tennis team hosting Penn at 5, JV and varsity soccer on the road at St. Joe at 5:30 and 7. That will be played at the Northfield Complex on the East Field. The volleyball teams are all in action on Thursday, hosting Huntington North, and that will be the freshmen at 5:30 in the Career Center Gym, the JV at 5:30 in the Tiger Den, and the varsity to follow the JV in the Tiger Den. And then on Friday, the girls' soccer team is on the road playing in the St. Joe Invitational. That will be played at Newton Park in Lakeville at 6 o'clock. And, of course, the varsity football team will be playing at Michigan City to open up their season. That is a 7:30 kickoff, our time. We'll go on the air at 6:45 on News Now Warsaw. And, again, we will have ticket information for you so that you can buy your tickets in advance if you so choose, and what the ticket information is, what their situation is, whether taking cash and those kinds of things. We'll get that posted for you. When we come back, we'll wrap things up here on the initial show for this fall sports season. This is Tiger Talk, and it's driven by R&B Car Company on News Now Warsaw.
Once there was a dude who needed a new ride. That dude right there.
Yeah, I'm long overdue on doing some trading.
Man, you need to get to R&B Car Company for sizzling summer savings.
They got big trucks.
And little cars, too. Know what the hardest part is?
No.
Having to choose.
I can dig it.
Okay, now get online and get yourself pre-approved.
RBCarCompany.com.
At R&B Car Company, the prices are so cool.
Wow, look at that.
Yeah, make a puppet drool. Shop now at RBCarCompany.com.
I'm your neighbor. You see me at Optimist, you see me at church, you see me at the grocery store. I'm just a regular guy with a law degree who has the know-how to get you the win. I'm Travis McConnell, your personal injury lawyer. With millions of dollars won for clients, call me. I'll give you my personal cell and we can start working together. The initial call's always free. I handle all types of injuries, falls, crashes, defective products, and more. Call me today, Travis McConnell, your personal injury lawyer. Just say, hey Google, look up the Law Office of Travis McConnell. Office Warsaw.
Hello, I'm Jay Rigdon. At Rock Hill Pinnock, we celebrated our 100th anniversary right in the middle of the pandemic. As you know, that was a tough time for a lot of us. But at Rock Hill Pinnock, we remain committed to a bright future for all of us in Kosciuszko County. Whether you need someone in court to represent you, in an office to prepare the best possible estate plan, or just some common sense legal advice, at Rock Hill Pinnock, we will be here for you today and tomorrow. Call 267-6116 for an appointment. Rock Hill Pinnock, lawyers you can count on.
And now for final thoughts on Tiger Talk, driven by R&B Car Company. Here's Roger.
Couple things before we wrap up. This show, I didn't invent this show. This show was going on long, long, long before I got here. I'm guessing this show is probably, it's at least 40 years old. It might be 50. I mean, this show has been going on for a long, long time. So this is not something I invented, but I'm happy and have been happy now to carry this torch since 2002. And again, its purpose is to connect you, the fans, with the coaches, players, and teams at Warsaw Community High School so you know how they're doing, what they're doing, when they're doing it, so you can get out and support them. This show succeeds because of our coaches. They send us information well beyond the score, right? They send us who scored the goals, who had the most points, who had the most kills and sets and digs. They send us that information and we relay it to you. So we couldn't do this without Jack Carpenter and Clive Scott and Ryan Berger and Jason Fleming and Matt Campbell and Stacey Lynn and Chandra Hepler and Bart Curtis. We couldn't do it without them. So when you see them, thank them for what they do and for helping us do what we do and encourage them to keep doing it because that's how this show goes on. We'll be here each and every Saturday through at least the first weekend in November, right? Because the girls' basketball season will start this year earlier than it ever has. They have a game on November 1st. So we will have Tiger Talk through the first week of November for this part of the school year. And then we will jump ahead and we'll take a couple weeks off, get ready for the boys' basketball season, and then we'll have a couple weeks off at Christmas, and then January, February, and the first weekend in March, we'll have this show, and then do it again in the spring. And we, again, can't do it without the coaches and our great sponsors. And we thank them so much for that, especially for R&B Car Company for footing the bill here on these Saturday mornings. And of course, we couldn't do it without you. Thank you for listening. And we enjoy having you along with us. And remember that we will have this show available. If you go to newsnowwarsaw.com, there is a podcasts page and you will be able to, in about 10 minutes, because we have a new system. So I got to figure that out today. We got a new system. So I'm going to figure that out. I'm going to post the show and you'll be able to listen to all of the interviews, all of the discussion, all the scores and schedules here on the program. Thanks so much for listening. Stay tuned. Gary Sullivan is coming up next.
You've been listening to Tiger Talk on News Now Warsaw, 99.7 FM and 1480 AM. For more on Tiger Sports, log on to newsnowwarsaw.com and warsaw-tigers.com. Follow Roger Grossman on Twitter at RogerGrossman1. Tiger Talk is a presentation of News Now Warsaw, a member of Kensington Digital Media of Indiana.